It's a week since we went to the polls and the final Irish seats in the next European Parliament have been filled. The count in Midlands North West finished up at 3:10 this morning. Luke Ming-Flanagan had been elected on the 20th count, then followed by Fianna Fáil's Barry Cowan just after 1:30. Then, nearly 2 hours later, the other three MEPs were elected. Here's the moment the returning officer made the announcement.
I deem the following candidates to be elected without reaching the quota. Maria Walsh.
And on his way back to Europe now, here's Luke Ming-Flanagan on his re-election.
Oh, I'm feeling absolutely elated and I'm just honoured to get the opportunity for the third time to represent this constituency. And there's a few people not here today, my mother, my father, my father-in-law, and I'm missing you all, but it's just absolutely brilliant. It's just beyond my wildest dreams. Thanks, Midlands Northwest. Thank you so much.
It took a long time to get here. You must be exhausted at this stage or ready for work because you told me you were heading back to Brussels soon.
The work has already begun this week. I've met up with my group and we're going out there next week to try and secure my place on the Agri Committee to try and get real justice for the extensive farmers in this region, and going out there again into the Petitions Committee to try and get real justice for the people affected by defective concrete.
And Fianna Fáil's Barry Cowan was next to be elected in the early hours of the morning. Here's what he said to reporters, including our own John Cook.
That's fantastic, yeah. I'm very grateful, obviously, to my voters, to my party. Very humbled and very proud and delighted, obviously. Thrilled to have set out to win a seat. Delighted to have done so. Look forward to the role, look forward to honouring the commitments I made to the public, working with my colleagues in my own party and all parties in an effort to ensure that this country gets the sort of representation it deserves in Europe, because Europe matters, and it now matters that we don the green jersey and ensure we live up to the expectations and commitment that have been given to the public and respond passionately, respond in a way in which we serve this country as we best possibly can, and honour the privileged role we've been afforded.
A lot of controversy about the Fianna Fáil strategy in three candidates. You declared you were the lead candidate all along. I suppose you showed them tonight, Barry, or could it have been different?
Well, look, we came into this campaign, into this election, with no MP, no MEP, I should say, in this constituency. We've corrected that. We've won a seat. It was a team effort, irrespective of the controversy that may have emanated from this election. We got on with our business, sought votes in our respective areas, sought transfers, and you saw that transfer system in action tonight and ensured my election. I am forever grateful to my colleagues and the efforts and the commitment they made in ensuring that we had sufficient votes to arrive at a quota and win a seat for the party.
Barry Cowan there, who won on that three-candidate strategy in Midlands North West. And it was a double win there for Fine Gael. MEP Maria Walsh retained her seat. Here's what she had to say afterwards.
We won two seats. We won two seats for Midlands North West in a very divisive time, in a time where social media is not the kindest, in a time where women are not coming to the podium as quickly as I would wish them to, and I say that from a local council perspective. But boy, did we turn out to have the best candidates in both myself and Nina, and we're ready to serve.
And her running mate, Nina Carberry Gay, also gave her reaction to John Cook.
No, it's wonderful. I just want to thank all the voters that believed in me. Amazing and just incredible. I had a great team behind me on the ground, and I'm just delighted now. I'm going to go to work next week.
And of course, the final candidate elected there was Kieran Mullooly, and he's been talking to Mary. We'll hear that after eight. But let's go now to Ireland South. Brian O'Connell was covering that long count there. And in the end, Grace O'Sullivan's transfers decided it, did they, Brian?
Pretty dramatic ending. I mean, we started out here with 23 candidates, some 700,000 ballot papers over 2 feet long, 5 days of counting, five seats to be filled. And just before 10 p.m. last night, all five candidates elected to represent Ireland South. I suppose if you go back to the beginning, from the first count, two of the seats were pretty much nailed on. Fine Gael's Sean Kelly had surpassed the quota on the first count, so he was re-elected as an MEP here for the fourth time. And then Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher was almost certain really to retain his seat from the very early stages. He eventually got over the count, over the line on count 18. And behind them throughout the subsequent counts, there really was a pack of five candidates who were chasing those remaining seats. I would say independent County Clare candidate Michael McNamara always seemed quite comfortable. He was benefiting really from left and right wing candidate vote transfers, and he eventually took that third seat. And then the battle for the final two seats was really between Sinn Féin's Kathleen Funchen, Independence for Change Mick Wallace, and Fianna Fáil's Cynthia Ní Mhiarracú. The decisive moment came with the elimination of Sinn Féin's Senator Paul Gavin. That was in count 14. He had transferred some 16,000 votes, about 62% of his transfers, to Kathleen Funchen, and that pushed her away from Wallace and Grace O'Sullivan, closer to McNamara, and really she was in a very strong position from that point on. And in count 18 then, another dramatic moment with the elimination of Fine Gael's John Mullins. So what that did was really it pushed Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher over the quota, and then his transfer and the transfer of Mullins helped the second Fianna Fáil candidate, Cynthia Ní Mhiarracú, leapfrogged Mick Wallace, gave her a lead of about 2,000 votes as we neared the final counts, and it really put Mick Wallace from that point on in the danger zone. So ultimately it was Cynthia Ní Mhiarracú and Kathleen Funchen. They benefited more from Grace O'Sullivan's elimination and her transfers than Wallace, and they were elected along with McNamara without reaching the quota. So the people to lose out here, obviously Independence for Change Mick Wallace and Grace O'Sullivan, both lost their seats.
And Brian, we'll be hearing from Michael McNamara and Kathleen Funchen again after eight. They'll be talking to us. But let's have a listen to this. You'll be interested in this. Mick Wallace, who couldn't hold on to his seat, as you were saying there. He spoke to our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, at the count last night. And here he is paying tribute to his fellow Independence for Change MEP, Claire Daly, who'd also lost her seat in Dublin a few days ago.
I love it. That's life. I'm very grateful to all the people who did vote for me, and I'm very grateful to all the people who voted for me in the last election 5 years ago. They gave me an opportunity to be on an amazing platform in Europe, and I like to think that Paul Bissef and Claire Daly rocked the place. We were the two highest speakers in terms of the number of speeches. I was 705, and we became probably the two best known MEPs in Europe. And I'm very grateful for the people of Ireland South that have given me that opportunity. And I'm unsuccessful this time, but I'm so grateful to all the people who did vote for me.
Will you come again?
Oh, listen, that's a big question. We'll see. I mean, we all need time to think about these things, so this isn't the night to be talking about that.
And what changed this time, do you think, for you, Mick?
Listen, I mean, most people would be... It's not a night to be talking about... I'm not going to make excuses. I got a great score anyway. I mean, both myself and Claire Daly were demonised in the media in Ireland for the last few years. Didn't help matters.
I don't think people in the media would accept that.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I'd be very surprised if you didn't say that. But listen... I'll take my defeat on the chin. I'm very grateful for all the support that I did get, and it was amazing. And myself and my friend Johnny O'Shea, we went around the whole of Ireland South for 33 days, and the reception we got was amazing, and it was a wonderful experience. And I'm so glad that I did try and get in again, and I'm very grateful for all the support that I did get.
Mick Wallace talking to Pascal Sheehy last night, Brian. So now it's all done and dusted after a long week of counting the implications.
Well, what this means now is, of course, for Ireland South, we have two by-elections for the government in both County Clare and in Carlow Kilkenny. It means the Green Party have no MEP in Europe, where much of our climate and environmental policy is formulated. And it sees Mick Wallace out of political office, both as a TD and an MEP for the first time since 2011. It's Fianna Fáil's first time electing a female to the European Parliament since, I think, 1984. And Fine Gael loses out too, having failed to work out a way essentially to manage Sean Kelly's massive first preference vote. I mean, perhaps there'll be questions about running John Mullins in such a close geographic area to Sean Kelly, or maybe this is a plan to prepare the ground for a general election bid down the line. All that, I suppose, will be for another day, because for Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin, you'd have to say this was a really good outing here in Ireland South. It also means my dog Rosie is going to get a pretty good walk this morning.
Which Rosie well deserves. And you, Brian, thank you so much. Brian O'Connell there.